Today is Wednesday, July 19th. The time is now 2:30. The meeting of the Recovery Plan Review Committee.
Okay. We'll call the Recovery Plan meeting for some water. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
Forum has been established. Commissioner Eddie Hall is on the phone by telephone, so we have a quorum.
All right, I'm here.
All right. The approval of the minutes of the last meeting, didn't you get a chance to review them? Did we send him a copy?
Yeah, did you get your
No, I didn't. I've been having some problems getting my email.
Okay, not a problem. we'll forego the approval of the minutes since the Commissioner Hall has not had a chance to read them. We'll approve them at the next meeting. Okay. And we approve the agenda as written and published. We'll go right into old business. LHA recovery plan update.
Okay. Good news and bad news regarding the disposition application with HUD. I got a request to submit a project summary so that HUD can pull from that to write their approval letter.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And so I did that, and then about a week later, they asked for a development proposal. And so that's going to take us a minute to put that together. And I hope to have it ready within a week. We can go ahead and submit that. And then with the social nail review, we are putting that together as well. Waiting for information from the developer regarding the finances, because want to have the most up-to-date numbers, you know, for the closing as well as for the social nail review, because we want the numbers to match up. And for her not to have, you know, any hopefully concerns about numbers not matching up. And then also we would need a resolution from the board saying it's okay to provide subsidy to the project. And so that's the resolution that's in the packet and everything to the board. And once we do that, so we should have the development proposal as well as the subsidy review ready to be submitted sometime next week. And then with Williamstown, there were impact fee waivers. We submitted one to the county where we actually requested $133,000 for the impact fee waivers. Not only did they approve it, but they actually approved $245 for the impact fee waivers. So it was like, wow, that's really good. And
it was 100, how much, 140?
We requested 133 and they approved 245.
Right.
And now we have to go through the process of the city, requesting waiver of the city impact fees, which is around 400 and some thousand. But all that may be eligible for the waiver, for example, the community center. This is not a residential building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they won't pay the waiver on those impact fees. But hopefully, they're going to get 40,000 impact fees from the city. And should have that application going out probably by the end of the week. And we'll probably be October, November, I think, because we've got a couple of them that got submitted to the city. In order to get impact fees for Williamstown. We already got it for Wesley.
Yeah, okay. So the city field probably, how much would be
Around $424,000, something like that. And then in your packet, you should have a letter of intent, copy of a letter of intent that we got from Global Legacy Development Group,
okay, yeah.
Which is act on behalf of that investor. And basically, they are offering to provide 10 to 20 million dollars per project.
Okay.
And financing. And so I went ahead and signed that. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
And because since we are basically trying to borrow money, there's no need to do a procurement, right, since we're not paying out. And we will do either the 10 acres on 10th Street or Arbor Manor.
Okay.
And currently looking at that. The reason I say that we're looking at it is because if we're going to get public housing, South Street, or even if we're going to have public housing on the site, we would need to do a deed of trust, deed of trust with HUD. And the 10 acre current does not have a deed of trust on it, but automatic does. And so I'm going to go back into that process. We already got it on all the matter, but we'll look at it, we'll make a decision, you know, which one is the best way to move forward. And so, and be letting the board know over the next few months which route we'll go. Because we'll need to balance that, the financing from this investment group with tax credits. And we'll probably use one of our on-call financial advisors to help us put together the application for 9%. Mm-hmm. Those are due in December. And we are tasking the architect, one of our in-house architects, to come with a design. Probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 units. And they'll all be just a multifamily. And we'll probably ask for an exemption from fair housing,
okay,
for us to create an exception, a preference for single parents with children.
Okay.
Okay. So, and that's about it. You want to do it? Sure, sure. Oh, well, I'm not sure if we had a high performer notification at the last committee meeting.
Yeah.
I know we had it by the board meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Well, we had the Section A, the prior meeting. This one is the public housing.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. So now we're. Three consecutive years, public housing, Section A, high performance.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Commissioner Hall, did you get a copy of the Global Legal Development?
No.
Letter of
intent. Haven't gotten that.
Okay, so we'll make sure he sent it.
I was going to pass it out at the board meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want that floating all over the place.
Right.
So I'll just pass it out at the board meeting, but I'm going to let you guys know.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so
you're. No, it's going to be, I didn't, but now we know.
Yeah, it's the letter of intent, that's what it was. See?
We'll get at the board meeting.
Yeah. Ben submitted the letter of intent, and so it'll, you'll get a copy of it, but we do have it in hand. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Are we in the board meeting this week, or was that canceled?
It's on Monday at 6 o'clock. It's coming Monday the 24th.
It's coming Monday.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay. Good.
You'll get to meet the new commissioner.
Miss
Shelley Ashbury.
What was her name?
Shelley Ashbury. She's
okay. I had never heard the name before, so yeah. I don't think it's anybody I know.
Yeah, she works here in Lakeland. She went to Kathleen High, so you probably didn't know her. And She works for Moffitt over in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fraud investigator.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, move right along. Housing in operation, anything?
Other than we got that designation high performer.
Yeah.
And also with that, it's basically a pre-approval of all the numbers and figures we send with the FDS in terms of accounting and finances. So we're hoping that it's going to be finally approved in September, so that will relieve the agency from some of the money that we owe to public housing. So.
Yeah, we'll find out exactly how much in September. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll expect at least a couple million.
Mm-hmm. And FDS stands for what?
Yeah, it's
Financial Data System.
Yeah.
Financial Data System. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All these acronyms.
Yeah, no, it's good. Hey, figure that back in the packet for the commissioners. Mm-hmm. There's a second acronym. What about three or four pages long, brother?
All the acronyms. Yeah. Okay.
She got all meetings.
Okay. Financials. Valerie's not here.
No. Carlos.
Carlos will take us to the financials.
The first one is Central Office Cost Center. For the current month, we have a loss, cash flow loss of $10,899. Mm-hmm. That's because we had to incur in some invoices from the consultants, accounting, mm-hmm. And also we had to pay for some software issues.
Yeah.
But year to date, we have a net cash flow of $51,000,
okay.
Which is great for COCC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me interrupt you for a second. When you mentioned consultants, we decided not to move forward with the head consultant on the Rick Gilmore's contract because this consultant is not an attorney. And Rick did it for the previous head consultant, and we called our situation, you know, with the recovery and the like, and how helpful she could be as a special circumstance. And so later on, we'll probably just do a procurement, a couple months down the road.
Okay.
Okay. With the Section 8 department, the month, the current NOI is negative $22,866. And year to date, $149,000. But like Valerie explained before, we're still using the hotel reserve.
Yep.
We still have $200,000 in that. So until we use all the money, HUD is not gonna provide us with any more monthly subsidies. So we had to use that. But it seemed that we're not getting below the $200,000. So we started the year with about $280,000, we're still at $200,000. That means that the program is using the money carefully. So, and also, Congress, they haven't voted on the new budget, so we're still waiting on that. Public housing, their NOI is $82,268, which is great. Dakota NOI for the month is $5,747, and year to date is a negative $100. But as you remember, Dakota is always on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Having a positive NOI for the prior month is great. Renaissance, Colton Meadows, Bonnet Shores, Manor, West Bartow, and Hampton Hill, they're all cash flowing. Well above what we budgeted, so I think all the properties and the programs are doing great. With the Jute Bill program, both for the current and year to date, they're negative cash flow, but it had to do with the timing of the receiving the funding.
From the other branch.
From the other branch, right. Mm-hmm. So the money hasn't been transferred? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overall, the financial health of the programs are really great. Mm-hmm. So, and they're better than prior years.
Yeah, and regarding the budget, I had a meeting with the senior resident aide for Congressman Dennis Ross. And one of the things we were talking about was the budget and how much of the programs they were going to eliminate, blah, blah, blah. He told me to not be too concerned, you know, for what that's worth. Probably not need that. Still, you know, because they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with the budget.
Okay.
But at least with Section 8, I got the impression that that's definitely going to still be around. And at least during this first year, they won't do away with public housing.
Yeah.
So they're going to kind of maintain status quo, was the impression I got from.
And then at the end of the report, you're going to find the grant report. And basically, Valerie's working to spend the Hope 6 grant before December 31st. And I know she's in
draw three.
And schedule, yeah, to do the third draw. And also, she's talking to HUD in a daily basis to make sure that we don't lose any of the money.
Yeah, we got about, how much do we have? $1.9 billion?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the Hope 6 dollars.
Yep.
The crucial dollars are the CFP.
And the RHF.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And, but it's one, I think, for those that were July, I think we're going to meet those deadlines because of the first couple of draws and stuff. So, and then it's the one that's the September 8th, and we should be on pace for those as well, which is the CFP,
yep.
$251,000,
yep.
Up at the top.
Yep.
Yeah, and that should be covered, I think, with its current draw, the draw three, once HUD approves it.
And we talked to the construction company, just in case we need to, before December 31st, buy a bunch of
material
and goods and just stock them in a warehouse or something.
Yeah. Right.
But we're going to meet the deadline.
Because HUD will allow you to store materials, you have on the site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're spending money, that's plan B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's my report. Not as good as Valerie, but
you
know, I
you don't look as good.
Yeah, we don't want to leave any money on the table.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, that sounds good. Resolution? What's the resolution?
That is the resolution that I alluded to earlier, whereby basically the board had to give us authorization to provide the Section 8 funds to the West Lake project.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and evidence of LHL approval to award Section 8 funds to a project is evidenced by resolution from the board. And that's one of the requirements of the subsidiary review package that has been submitted to DC headquarters. In Washington, where the current headquarters in Washington.
Yeah, okay.
And so, and that's all that is. Okay. So, HUD has already approved the award of the project vouchers, which was reviewed by the city of Lincoln as the independent third party, and they made a recommendation to award the vouchers to the project. And then we sent that to the Jacksonville Field Office for final approval. And then once we got that, we can then submit the supplemental review.
Okay.
But the supplemental review back behind now is resolution.
All righty. Okay. Anything else on the new business?
Not really new business, but kind of other business.
Okay.
That was last week. We started the, actually we converted to Yardi 7S. Okay? And whereas it's not perfect, it's a whole lot better.
Is that right?
Then I transition to emphasis.
Okay.
And point back it is that, you know, we got some kinks that we're working out and stuff, but, you know, it's going to be here to stay.
Okay.
So we don't need to board or anything like that. We'll be able to get the financial reports out and everything. Like I said, just a couple of minor kinks that we got to work out. And, you know,
okay,
look forward to bigger, better things.
So we finally got to figure out Yachty.
Yeah, we did.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, that's good news. Mm-hmm. How did, give us an update report on Youth Bill 10th anniversary? I'm sorry, I blew that.
Well,
how'd it go?
The chairman didn't make it either, so you weren't alone. it was okay. I guess we had what? Y'all say about 75 people, 75 to 100.
More than that.
More than that.
Oh, yeah. Like 75.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
It's more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
I said 125.
That may be high, but we're
looking, yeah, because they kept coming. Around. As they were talking, they kept coming in. Remember, y'all got there early.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It was raining, so people were delayed.
John Savage, Philip Walker was there, and the speaker. He's actually living in Boston now. He relocated to Boston.
Oh, is that right?
When he became head of the Youth Group USA.
Oh.
So he's been there 6 months, and I bet he would enjoy it. You know,
beating you. Yeah,
yeah. I'll
have to look
him
up next time I go there.
Yeah, yeah. And overall.
So he took Dottie Stoleman's place?
Yes.
Yeah.
That person's been there like 30 years or something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The only CEO. He said he was the second one.
Yeah.
37 years.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, we bumped heads a lot of times. She's a tough cookie, but we banged heads a few times.
Yeah. But, yeah, he actually earned his bachelor's degree and law degree while he was in prison.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And I think, didn't he say he passed the bar while he was in prison?
Yeah,
too?
And the LSAT and everything.
Yeah. Well, the LSAT you have to take before you go to law school.
Right.
But, and then he started a class that, a program while in prison that prisons still use for educating inmates. And he said he went into college, a guy raped his girlfriend, and he went to have a conversation with him that wasn't the best way to help the situation as he put it. And he said he did 16 years in prison, and so he's the first ex-felon to become the CEO of a major governmental entity.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Valverde. And we'll get to his contact mission and email it to you.
Yeah.
And what did you say he looked like? He was what, late 30s?
Oh, no. He's
probably older, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's 46, I would say 45.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because if he was 20 and did 16 years in prison,
that
puts him on 36 already.
Plus
and then he worked a long time.
York, he worked in New York for a long time,
too,
prior to going to Youth Bill.
Okay.
When he became the CEO, that's where he had to move to Boston.
I don't know why he went.
Okay. I'll look
why he went.
I'll look him up when I get there.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where
you did that.
Yeah, I'll track
them
down.
Yeah. Very nice gentleman. I was very proud as well.
Yeah, I'm just sorry. My daughter came in town. Everything got
you
crazy.
Got excited, right?
not me, but trying to keep her and my wife. Every time I turn around, Dad, can you do this? Dad, can you do that?
Howdy do.
Yes, sir. So, All right. So is there anything else that we need to cover?
I don't have anything. You got anything?
Okay. Okay. Well, we set a record today. You can blame it on Valerie.
Hey, don't tell Rick.
I don't know it. It's only confirmed.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a long meeting.
Well, that's a good thing because I got another call at 3.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds so good.
Commissioner, do you have anything you want to...
Not at this time. Okay. Maybe during the board meeting I'll mention it, something about Home Depot, but we'll wait.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, no further business. We will call the meeting adjourned at 2:55.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Meeting adjourned at 2:55.